Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Beth and I had a great trip down to Alpine, Texas this past week. We had the privilege of a personal guided tour of the McDonald Observatory near Fort Davis. A friend of mine that I've gotten acquainted with on the entertainment trail is an engineer for NASA. He's in charge of the program where they use lasers to track satellites. Unfortunately, Beth and I were kind of played out from starting our day at 4 in the morning, and Alpine is another hour on mountain roads from Fort Davis, so we were not able to stick with the tour as long as we would like to have. When my friend Jerry is not busy looking up, he spends his time looking down from a washtub base. He's known by most folks as Washtub Jerry. I wish he were here this morning to help me engineer this program. I seem to be having a hardware problem with the computer, and it's not letting me load up a song from one of Jerry's CDs. We'll have to try that some other time. If you don't already have plans for next weekend, it would sure be worth your time to head to Valentine for Old West Days, the Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Due to scheduling conflicts, I'm only going to be able to attend on Friday, but I know that they have an entire weekend of terrific entertainment lined up. This morning, I'm getting geared up to help my oldest son Will climb on a saddle bronc at a college rodeo in Iowa. It's a long story on why I'm filling in as a college rodeo coach, but this is not the first time I've found myself somewhere where I never planned on being. I guess that's what keeps life so interesting. Since I'm having some technical problems this morning, I think I'll try out a poem that I call Cowboy at the Keyboard. The best laid plans of mouse and modem ain't worth used oats if you can't decode 'em. I've risen early, I'll be nobody's fool. This shouldn't be tough, 'cause it's just a tool. But I've punched all the keys, fact I've punched 'em all twice, and I've called this brain box things that weren't very nice. I'll go fetch the missus, her powers I have seen. She just has a way with each household machine, from the microwave oven to the new cordless phone. They obey her commands, and their power is her own. I gently shake her shoulder to wake her from her sleep, but she rolls right back over, makes hardly a peep. She makes just one statement, the words cut like a knife, and I'd never expect this from my sweet little wife. I stand all alone, my confidence shook. She said, "Do what I do, dear. Go read the book." Since I already have Beth woke up, maybe I could get her to give me a ride to the back of the pasture. My wife's just not a morning person. She prefers to sleep kind of late, but she'll work on her chores till midnight, and if the kids sleep in, that's great. After 9 o'clock, I'm indifferent, but I do like to rise with the sun, and I'll plan my day over cereal from a box, and I'll hit the road on the run. The other morning, while chewing my checks and planning what needed done soon, I thought if I could catch a ride to the back of the ranch, I'd have those bulls sorted by noon. So I stuck my head in the bedroom Beth mistakenly opened, and I said, "Honey, since you're awake, can the trailer we take to the backside? Let's give it a try." Jimmy was saddled and loaded. My plan was starting to swing. Beth stumbled to the truck. I was really in luck. I was nearly ready to sing, 'cause we got to the backside by sunup. Now that's a good early start. I pulled in the drive, turned that rig around, its company and mine soon to part. Out I hopped and went for the tailgate. Beth scooted over and took my place, and then the click of a gear rang clear in my ear, and panic came over my face. Folks that drive in their sleep aren't deep thinkers, and they're sure not the kind you can trust, for away she did go, with my horse still in tow, and I'm 5 miles from home, eating dust. Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. Hope you have a great week, and that you can join me back here next time for another edition. Happy trails!